Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Welcome into another edition of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. Live in studio, Paul LaDuca, not the baseball player, the restaurant owner here in Chicago. Paul LaDuca joining us in studio. We appreciate you taking the time to come in. We've got a lot to get to here. Maybe a relation to Paul LaDuca, the baseball player, correct?
Maybe, yeah, distant relation.
Sicily, same hometown.
Yep.
Let's talk about your restaurants. Vinci, 1991, you opened at 1732 North Halsted. And then 9 years later, you decided to open a Mexican restaurant, Adobo Grill. Just tell us about your restaurants, one Italian, one Mexican. Give us your story.
Back in 91, I've been cooking Italian since I've been a kid, so we decided to open up an Italian restaurant up on Halsted Street. I've been a chef for many years, so we thought it was time to do that, and we found a good location, and we opened up and had good success at Vinci and still do to this day. And then around 2000, we thought there was not a lot of Mexican restaurants around town besides Rick Bayless's place. He was the king. And then we said, well, let's just try to do a Mexican concept. We had a lot of Hispanic people working for us. So we said, let's go for it. And then we came up with the Adobo Grill concept.
And here we are. It's been around now for 24 years.
Yeah. It's been a great run. Yeah.
I've yet to visit Vinci, but just looking at pictures and reading about it, it's just like your classic Chicago Italian spot. Looks comfortable. All the classic Italian dishes you can expect.
Yeah, we do regional cuisine. We do food from the south to the north to Tuscany in between, a lot of variety of wines, and just a casual, rustic kind of atmosphere.
If I visit Vinci, what is one thing I should absolutely order? What should I not miss when I visit your restaurant?
You got to have the tagliatelle bolognese. That's a classic dish. Excuse me. And, arugula salad and maybe like a pizza to start or something. Yeah.
Just to start. That's the kind of meal I'm looking for. Adobo Grill has a lot of exciting things on the way. First of all, it's a Tuesday. It's a Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo is coming up on Sunday, and I know Mother's Day is a big day for you guys as well. Give us a rundown of some of the specials you have coming up.
Well, Cinco's coming this weekend, so it's people will celebrate on Saturday, too, as well as Sunday. So, you know, we just have a festive menu. We have a chili en nogada, which is a traditional Mexican stuffed poblano pepper that they do for special holidays and stuff with the pomegranates and a walnut cream sauce on top. Plus, we do like great margaritas, hand shaking at your table, and guacamole fresh as could be. So
everything you're looking for, Mike.
You know, I've noticed that both restaurants kind of have this like curated experience, right? For like there's a monthly tequila dinner and a monthly wine dinner at the other restaurant. How do those pairings come together? What's that process? And do you get to partake when you do that?
Yeah, well, I'm the driving force behind it, especially at Vinci, because I'm the chef owner, and we do come in with a taste of wines with the wine purveyors, and we said, well, let's match your wines with our food. So he'll present a wine to us, we'll taste them, and we'll say, okay, we'll do a dish from this region, and we'll match the dishes that go with the wine for like a four-course meal. Yeah.
As chef owner, what's a daily schedule like running not one, but a couple of restaurants here in Chicago? You're cooking? You're running the show? What is it like for you?
I'm not cooking as much as I would like to just because of the ownership abilities, but I do get in the kitchen certain days. Like on Saturday, I'm in the kitchen. Wednesday, I'm in the kitchen. Today is kind of we're closing at Vinci, so I'm in my administrative day, so I kind of get caught up on bills and payroll and stuff like that.
Yeah. When you're not in your kitchen at work, at your restaurants, what is a chef cooking up at home? What's a meal like for a legitimate chef?
At home, the family likes pasta, so we do a lot of just the simple pastas at home. I mean, they just can't get away with their carbs. Yeah.
One of I thought was interesting too. You were kind of ahead of the game when it came to gluten-free menus, which now you see that everywhere. So many different dietary restrictions some people might have, or some people might be dieting, whatever it might be. That is a very popular thing you see on menus. You've been in the gluten-free game for about 20 years now.
Yeah, we had a regular customer of ours whose daughter had celiac disease. So she came to us and sat down. She brought a cookbook, and I wasn't even aware of it back 20 years ago. And she said, please try to come. We want to patronize the restaurant, help out, make dishes that my daughter could eat. So we worked on it, and we were one of the pioneers, I think, that did that dish. And it's become very popular. At Adobo, it's easy because they corn is the major ingredient in the tortillas and the cooking and stuff. But at Vinci, it was a lot more hard to come up with.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're an Italian restaurant. So what's an Italian gluten-free menu look like?
Well, we have gluten-free pasta. We do gluten-free appetizers where we make sure we don't touch the pan that has sauteed or the fryer that has flour in and stuff like that. And then we just do desserts, which are just fruit-based or with gelatin or something that they can use and not instead of a cake.
Yeah. I will say my mom would be a huge fan of that, so I definitely got to bring her out to that. Both restaurants are in Old Town. What is it about Old Town that you love so much, or do you love Old Town that much?
Old Town has just got so much energy. I mean, it's just great. You see people walking around at 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday, a Thursday. It just has that energy that just makes it a kind of a complete neighborhood. You know what?
We have no shortage of restaurants in this town, but that's a great thing. I just wonder how you view the overall food scene in Chicago, which... One of the reasons we started this podcast, Paul, is because it's an endless amount of amazing food in this town. Where do you like to eat? What do you like about the food scene in Chicago?
Well, one of our favorite places is Kamahachi in Old Town. I mean, we love their sushi there. We think it's just fresh and creative and just very innovative and stuff like that. And we love, like, Lou's is our classic, you know, pizza place. Yeah. And Greek Island, you know, if the family's looking for something like that. Those are kind of our go-tos, you know, we think, you know. But, I mean, I enjoy good Italian food and French food, too. But just those kind of make us feel homey.
It does feel, you know, most of the chefs we talk to are restaurant owners. It does feel... like a tight-knit community, you know? I mean, everybody's competing, I guess, right, in some way, but it does feel like the Chicago food scene is pretty close. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Everybody tries to work together. We don't look at each other as competitors. We look at it, how can we make it all better? I mean, we have Alinea, one of the best restaurants in the city right across the street from us in Boca, you know, right in the same ballpark. I mean, they send us people to drink at the bar because Alinea doesn't have a bar. And then, you know, we try to, you know, promote their places too. And we all just get along. Yeah.
So. Have you had a meal at Alinea?
I haven't yet.
Come on. Yeah. They got to invite you over. Yeah. You're a neighbor.
I got to take out a bakeload, I think, first.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, so it's patio season coming up now, and I think the newer Adobo location has patio to it, or an outdoor seating.
Yeah, we have a beautiful 40 to 60 seat outdoor patio for the summer, and we saw it last weekend when the weather was nice on Saturday. I mean, just people just came on and just filled up the patio just immediately. Yeah, it's great dining.
I mean, spring and summer is just different. Well, in Chicago,
I mean, it's
right?
Almost, when the weather turns in Chicago, it's almost comical. Like it'll be like a Tuesday night, you're walking home or something, or you're out and patios are filled. They are packed.
Yeah.
We are just so ready to get outside this time of year. Even just today, it's a beautiful day in Chicago as we record this, and it was just packed outside. It's packed downtown.
Yeah, the weather just helps our business dramatically. And hindsight, when it's snowy and blizzardy, it just kills the business. Yeah, so.
I'm sure. Well, I've got to try both of these spots. They look fantastic. Anything else you'd like to plug here, Paul, about your restaurants or anything we should know?
We just think we've been around a long time. I mean, the restaurants are very unique. We serve great food. We always have great service and pack it up with a good value, too.
Paul, we appreciate you coming by the studio.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Paul LaDuca. Be sure to check out Adobo Grill. We got Cinco de Mayo coming up, Mother's Day brunch. Vinci is also a great Italian spot as well. Be sure to visit that as well, 1732 North Halsted. Paul, thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Mike, I'm Kevin. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.